Counselor, is there any reason to have a closed hearing?
No, sir.
Rachel, I'm going to ask you to stand down for a second here. Matter of personal privilege here. Pass the gavel, Mrs. Kellum.
Dr. Weston,
I found him.
There you go.
Earlier today, a few minutes ago, you met Mr. Button, who's been with us and is Jim's replacement. Jim, you have been with us for 25 years? 25 years. We got a little something for you. It's not an increase to your pension. Let me read this. To James A. Weston III, in appreciation of your unselfish, loyal, and dedicated service to the ever-changing and complex oyster resource and industry of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and to the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, to the end that we may harvest in harmony and enjoy in abundance for future generations to come. Your unwavering devotion to this mission has won you the respect of many state entities, political and industry groups, and your associates. 25 years. Thank you for your service. Let me
certainly enjoyed it, and I think everything's in pretty good condition, leaving it, even though it's like being on the top of a knife blade, because it's going either way. Our sister state in Maryland is reaping the rewards of not doing shelving and not controlling effort, and they're might not even hit 100,000 bushels this year. So the things that y'all have done that kept us growing, and like trying to get across to Andrew that there's really only two answers to every question, and that's that we don't have enough shells and we have too many people. You remember that? All decisions come pretty quickly.
Thank you again, Jim. I've for many years called you the architect of our success, and I really truly believe that. You have done heroic work in very trying conditions. Your work ethic is astounding, but where we're at now is a far cry from where we were just 9 years ago. So thank you very much.